Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So early this morning, we were talking to folks on the ground in Afghanistan about the upcoming elections on Thursday. We also wanted to get the point of view of Afghanis living right here in the United States, part of that Afghan diaspora who might be following the elections, too. We're joined by Dr. Dawer Nadi. He was born in Afghanistan and lives in Long Island now. He's a dentist and the president of the Afghanistan Peace Association. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very quickly, are Afghanis that you know living here in the States following the elections?
Absolutely, yes. Afghans here are very excited about the elections in Afghanistan. And as far as I'm concerned, everybody's waiting for the results of this elections in Afghanistan because, as you know, Afghans have gone through 3 decades of continuous war. And they definitely support the chances of democracy and definitely this particular elections as an alternative for a way out of the war and misery that they're suffering for the past 3 decades.
So, Dr. Nadi, again, quickly, are you hearing from relatives fear about possible violence leading up to the elections on Thursday?
I do not think so. We hear about the possible violence by the opposition groups of this government, which are mostly, you know, the terrorists and the Taliban. And they have openly announced that they're going to disrupt the elections. But the majority of the people don't think that that's going to happen.
Well, it sounds like the takeaway then, Doctor, is that Afghanis are very invested in building democracy in their country. Thanks so much for joining us. That was Dr. Dawer Nadi, dentist and president of the Afghanistan Peace Association, an umbrella organization of Afghan groups here in the United States and abroad.
Hey, Amy, it's Monday. That means we talk about families. Now, if you put your kid into high school sports, are you raising a champion or a bully? That's in 10 minutes.